heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Afterthoughts. No one standing in the laundry shop was hugging a cat. 12 roosters are arranged on a large disc and taught to crow on the hour. This was the last chance meeting of the original and the fake. Perfection isn't part of the plan, so afterthoughts are marked in green. The fog was clear.
Wendy? Yes, Lisa. Is the water warm enough? Yes, Lisa. Shall we begin?
This is Stuart Moxham of The Gist, and you are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Alana Medlock of Kingston, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org.
in my life, say farewell, say goodbye to my world, breathe and strive. I got joy in my life, in my life.
One more time.
Feeling good.
Yes, beloved, give it up for Ben Rector and the choir room. Feeling good, feeling nice, feeling right every day, every night. I got joy in my life. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Are you living in that way? You living that life? You about that life? I am about that life, beloved. Ooh, glory to God. Oh, my God, I wish I had time to tell you all. Hallelujah. It's a real place. In the midst of all of it, it's a real place. People who may not understand and know it think you got your head in the sand like an ostrich. Like, don't you know what's going on? Don't you see what's going on? Don't you care what's happening? Absolutely. And you know what? I put some action to it too. Hallelujah. I don't just moan and complain about it. We try to do something about it. Am I right about it? We can help one another. If I can help somebody along the way, then my living is not in vain. Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't stressing me. Hallelujah. Pressing me. And I've lived in the stressed, impressed, distressed, depressed life. But joy, joy, joy. Hallelujah. When I found the joy of Jesus, that's why I come and do what I do. Hallelujah. I want to share that joy with you. Amen. And those who know what I'm talking about, y'all ready to shout, right? Amen. The joy of the Lord gives us strength. Gives us strength. Well, this is Pastor Kim. I am Pastor Kim. This is WGXC Acra. WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org online, and we are here to share the bright side of things. There's a bright side somewhere in all of it. There's a bright side in your story. Just don't quit in the dip. Amen. There's a bright side, and we bring it. We bring it with music, with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. And so we come here, we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. We shine light on the goodness and power of God's word in every corner of our world. That's right, because we are on stream, WGXC.org online. And I am a perpetual optimist. We may be living in difficult and dangerous days, beloved, but be assured, my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, the Lord still is in control. So how y'all doing? How you doing? I want to shout out to the Women Who Minister Conference. They had their 10th anniversary last week, and I was able to attend for the very first time. A shout out to all the conveners. I can't go through all the names, but from all over the country, hallelujah, women came who minister, and it was one of the sweetest spirits, one of the most powerful ways of spending time. And God was just there to show up and show off. And I thank God for you ladies and for my benefactress, hallelujah, who invited me. Shout out to you, Reverend Miller. Amen. We praying and thinking about our brothers and sisters in Jamaica, West Indies. I don't know how the Melissa's hurricane hit Cuba. And, you know, I was kind of in seclusion, sequestered at this conference. But I'm praying for them, too. I know we have friends and friends with family in Jamaica. And so we're still waiting to hear about ports being opened and airports and seaports and things and how to help. We'll keep you abreast. Amen. And you please let me know if you know of something that's going on to help. Shout out to those ministries who have amassed their workers to respond in such situations. Hallelujah. Abroad and at home. How about that? How about that? So praise the Lord. We are still in the midst of the government shutdown, as I understand. And You know, there's just so much crookedness and corruption. There's hatred hurting millions unnecessarily in the richest nation in the world. So let us continue to pray, hallelujah, especially for our leaders. God, not hold it against them, but convert their hearts and their minds to line with the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You said, I was hungry, you fed me. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. Hallelujah. You didn't condemn me and criticize me and misrepresent me as being one willing to work. Praise the Lord. He said, you have the poor with you always, and not everybody that needs Medicare, Medicaid are poor people, but we live in hard times. Amen. Shouting out to Payne Amy Church celebrating 176 years this afternoon. Hold forever a special place in my heart. My first pastoral appointment there in 1991. So glad to be able to go and share with them this afternoon at 3 p.m. So just so much that God is doing and using, you know, men and women, boys and girls, our voices, our hands, our feet. Hallelujah. Touching our hearts, our minds, our souls, that we can align with him to do his will in this world. So happy for that. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, I'm going to get into the mix of the music. Got six, seven songs for you this morning, back to back. Seven songs, 26 minutes of music. God has not given us a spirit of fear. The National Church of God Mass Choir and Brother Stephen Hurd. Changing Your Story, Sister Jacqueline Carr, Minister, Pastor, I think now, Jacqueline Carr. Movement by Jules Judah featuring Ricardo Sanchez. It's a New Season, Israel Horton and New Breed. All Right, the Lipscomb University Gospel Choir, and Show Up, John P. Key. Beloved, after that, oh no. Oh, I got more than that, right? Yeah. You Say by Lauren Daigle and Die to Live by Miranda Curtis. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. God's not giving us a spirit of fear, beloved. He's changing your story. There's movement. It's a new season, all right? Show up, God. You Say, Die to Live. Here we go. Amen. The music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul.
Go ahead. the Talking Flitch. Hallelujah to Jesus.
I don't know if you would still love me.
Probably would judge me.
Let myself down, but God won't let me. Let me dwell on yesterday. I wear a smile.
Because
I'm no longer where
God.
It's a new season. And it's a new day. Say, fresh anointing is flowing my way. It's a season of power, season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, it's a new season coming to me. If they don't mind, come on, lift it up high and say it again. It's a new season, it's a new day. It's a season of power. Prosperity. It's a new season coming to me. If you believe it, sing it. I believe it.
It's a new season.
It's a new day. Time is up, no longer can he bother me, cause the creator of the universe, he bothers me, and it's transferable. Mariah's children will be free. It's a new season, sir.
It's a new season.
All that was stolen is returned to you a hundredfold. Tried in the fire, but you're
coming out.
Oh. Cling to his hand, yes, to every promise, take hold.
Y'all ready? Here we go. Let's go. How many know that God will make it all right? No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, he'll make it all right. Listen. When I'm down, can't see my way, I know that all I have to do is pray. He brought me out so many times before, I still believe he'll bring me out once more. Alright,
alright, he'll make it alright.
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 Jesus died just to set me free, left his throne above to save a wretch like me. There's no food on the table. I still believe that my God is able. All right.
All right. He'll make it all right.
All right.
All right. He'll make it all right.
All right.
All right. He'll make it all right.
All right.
All right. He'll make it all right.
I've been through the fire. I've been through the rain. Had my share of hard times. Had my share of pain.
all right. He'll make it all right. When? I don't know when, how. I don't know how, but I know who. I know what God can do. Amen. I do. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, WGXC.org, WGXC online. And this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. And it's right here, right now with me on WGXC. We got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I don't take it lightly. I do take it seriously. My spiritual social commentary is coming up. It's coming up. After this, we have Show Up, You Say, and Die to Live. And then I'll come back with that. More music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. God's gonna show up for you.
Yeah! keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low? Remind me once again just who I am, because I need to know.
I'm yours. and you're in service, you can feel your worth is less. I finally poured out all of me till there was nothing left to give. And then God said to me, that's the only way to live. You gotta die so you can live. Sacrifice your all in exchange for what I'll give. The things you go just the fire for the altar I built for you. You gotta die. Oh, so you can live. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Just because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Just because he lives, I can breathe again.
Amen. Some might say, oh, that's sad. It's not sad, but it is true. You got to die in order to live. Die to yourself. Selfish ways, stinking thinking, resentment, anger, resistance. You know, let it go. Die to live. God will make you new, brand new too. Hallelujah. Won't cuss like you did. Cuss and fuss, mean. Oh, my gosh, stingy. Oh, what a work he did in me. And I know I'm not the only one that found new life in Christ. Well, this morning, beloved, you know, I was reading my devotional. One of my devotionals is The Daily Bread. And the title of the devotional for this morning is The Paradox of Persecution. And yesterday I met a woman. She was sharing, I think, think she's older. You know, she's, I'd say, just looking at her, maybe she's in her late 70s, early 80s. And she was sharing how she was the first woman to preach in her church in 1985. She was the first woman to serve as a ministry leader in her church in 1985. And you know, it took me back. My trial sermon was in 1982, several years before hers, right? And there were several women. There were three women on our staff, including, well, she wasn't yet our assistant pastor, but we had three women on the staff before I joined the staff. So I wasn't the first woman there, right? And my pastor was very progressive in the way that he embraced women with a call on their life and interpreted the scripture that made space and room in the scripture for women to be preachers and pastors and leaders in the church. And but her experience, and I had some, you know, challenging times in it as well, but her experience was that she left church crying every day. And things that people would say to her and about her in those days. Still true, you know. Some of y'all may not realize, but it's still going on today. And I have people who go to churches where, you know, they disparage women, speak ill of women who pastor, who preach, who lead. Yes, it's still going on today right here in beautiful Columbia County, I might add, but we're praying for them as well, right? Folks don't mind coming back and telling me what they're being told, and I just take it to the Lord in prayer. But the paradox of persecution, I said to her, you know, that's one of the evidences of the call in your life, that the adversary, the devil, is not pleased that you said yes to God's call on your life. And so, yeah, he's going to come at you left, right, center if he can, right? It's the paradox of the persecution. Well, this devotional, I want to share this. I hope it'll help somebody. It talks about the early church, very early church, and the conversion of Paul and the murder of Stephen. Stephen was a devout, devoted, on fire gospel ministry of, pardon me, minister of the gospel. And in the book of Acts in chapter 7, we find the story about his horrific death by stoning as a believer in Christ. And he was you know, going around because there was persecution in the church where they were. And so the Christians, early Christians, had to scatter. But they scattered. They didn't go back home and sit on the couch. They didn't go back home, amen, and take up their old ways. They kept on telling the good news, preaching the word. And it says that leaded to these amazing words. There was great joy in that city. And that's the paradox of persecution, our devotional writer Dave Brannan says. Amen. He talks about a European pastor who experienced the miracle of good coming from evil when he was arrested for preaching and thrown in prison. Says that while he was there, he spoke openly about the gospel of Jesus. Hallelujah. And when he got released 8 months later, he said that the power of the ministry, it was so fruitful in prison that he more than he could have expected in his church, that God was better served by his presence in the prison than if he had been free. Hallelujah. From persecution to great joy in the city and in the church. Amen. I got my own story about how God took persecution and turned it into joy in the city as well. But we're not going to get into that. What we do want to say is that it seems to be like a persecution principle that is alive in the Word of God. And as we're experiencing in these end times, because we are, we're not caught off guard. Because the scriptures prepared us, the scriptures told us about these times, right? And so I want to just share that very quickly with you. It says, you may as well know this too. Timothy, that in the last days it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be proud and boastful, sneering at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful to them, and thoroughly bad. They will be hard-headed and never give in to others. They will be constant liars and troublemakers and will think nothing of immorality. They will be rough and cruel and sneer at those who try to be good. They will betray their friends. They will be hot-headed, puffed up with pride, and prefer good times to worshiping God. They will go to church, yes, but they won't really believe anything they hear. Don't be taken in by people like that. Amen. And not all the people, amen, but there will be people like that. Don't be taken in by them. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know, when people are like that, they are ripe to be persecutors of the church and of God's people. But we do not lose heart. We stay focused and we stay ready. Amen. To share the good news about Jesus Christ. When they stoned Stephen to death, praise the Lord, you know what he said? He said, Lord, receive my spirit. And he said, don't hold this against them. You know, don't hold this against them. Hallelujah. That is my attitude. And it is with gratitude that I say, Lord, you know, don't get them. Don't hold it against them. Amen. We have a persecution in store. It's in the book. Hallelujah. We're going through times where, you know, Christians are hated truly and mocked and you know, heckled and whatever the case may be. But it's all part of the prophecy. It's all part and written down. That's how we know God is in control. Amen. He told us about it before it even happened. And we know how the story ends. Take a look. It's in the book. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I got more music for you. Yes, I do. And this one is by Doshi doing it too. God is in control. Listen and be blessed.
I was needing to be found. I was longing for a breakthrough. Chains held me to the ground. A perfect time for a rescue. But only you can make a way. Only you can make the wind break. I will call on your name. And I will make my soul sing. God is in control. Oh, yes, he's in control. Yeah, I hope you see. I hope you know. In case you don't, this story shows
he's in control.
That's what his word says, and I found it to be true. His peace passes understanding, all our understanding. Amen. God is in control. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. All right, beloved. Well, it's almost time for me to get out of here. Again, I'm just excited to share. Payne will be in worship service for their 176th anniversary on this afternoon, 6 High Street in Chatham, New York. And looking for a wonderful service of worship unto the Lord, powerful preaching and singing and blessing unto the church. 176 years, that's nothing to sneeze at. Early voting ends today. Tuesday is election day. Be mindful. Do your civic thing. Amen. Your civic duty. Hallelujah. Your voice matters and your vote is your voice. Operation Unite will be having their Sparkle Gala on Friday night at the Sparkle of Hudson. You can check out their website for more information. Operation Unite New York. Sister Cynthia Stevens will be performing at the Legion. Oh, gosh. Sacred Ground Production. Look them up next Sunday as well. She's a very talented member of our community, and we're excited for what she's doing. People who are affected by food program cuts, medical care cuts, or rising costs, we are looking at ways to help our neighbors. And if you want to, collaborate on that, believer or not, Christian or not, let's talk, all right? Give us a holler. You can send a text or leave a voicemail at 518-653-2008, and we're going to bring other like-minded people together to see how we can help the help that's being offered to our neighbors. Happy birthday, November babies. Happy anniversary to all you November lovers. Know that Overcome Ministries is praying for you if you're sick or shut in, lost or lonely. If you're confused or depressed or stressed or grieving or bereaved, we are here for you. We're praying for you. And don't forget, God loves you. He's with you. He's not against you. He's for you. Hallelujah. And the sun is still there and the light of his love still shines. Live in the bright side. Amen. Until next time, stay blessed and keep your light shining. All right. God is good. And Jonathan McReynolds is very capable, competent, committed in Christ to say it with integrity. Hallelujah. God is good. May your struggles let you know God is good.
Show that you need God, and may your battles in the way they should, and may your bad days prove that God is good, and may your whole life prove that God is good. See, may your struggles keep you near the cross, and may